Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you have your Bibles, open them to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Once again, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And that means we walk by faith and not by the things which are perceived by our senses. The things that we can see, smell, taste, hear, and feel. Amen. Now, please go to Romans 10, chapter 17. Again, Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And finally, Hebrews chapter 11. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Again, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, faith is a very interesting word regarding your spiritual relations. We as Christians are told we walk by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And finally, without faith, we cannot please our Heavenly Father. Those three spiritual truths let us know that faith is the most important subject we should have an understanding on after we have accepted Christ as our Savior and Lord. Again, we are not excluding any of the other subjects that are just as important as faith, which includes prayer, fellowship, love, and hope. But keep in mind, we are talking about priority. And faith, in my opinion, is the number one subject the born-again believer must understand first in order to walk a successful, victorious life in this dying world. Now, we explained during our last time together that faith is more important than love. Faith is more important than love. Because in some cases, you're going to have to learn to love that individual by faith. Now, remember, I am not advocating that faith takes the place of love. But keep in mind, we are dealing with priority. You need to learn about faith before you can learn about love. And the reasoning for that is you're going to have to learn how to love people by faith. Now, we know some people use 1 Corinthians 13:13 as their defense for love. Now, please turn with me to that book and chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to read verse number 13. And it says, and now abide in faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, in reading that passage of scripture, the Apostle Frederick Casey Price, in his book, How Faith Works, says that it seems you might think it contradicts what we said about faith being a priority. But he says we need to understand what we are reading. The problem is that people have taken that last part of 1 Corinthians 13 and extracted it from its setting and used it as a principle. They tried to make a principle out of it. They interpreted it as saying love is more important than anything else. However, that is not what the Apostle Paul is writing or referring to. To understand in context, you have to read chapter 12, which deals with spiritual gifts and the unity in their diversity, and chapter 14, which is prophecy and tongues. To help you understand, Apostle Price gave us clarification on the setting and the problems they were having in the church at Corinth, in terms of the people not understanding fully how to operate in the things of the Spirit. Now, as a result of them not understanding, there was confusion and misunderstanding. There was confusion and misunderstanding. And we know that confusion and misunderstanding is not from God, because God, the one we serve, is not the author of confusion. So, therefore, the body at Corinth, the church, was not being edified as it could have been edified if they had understood how to flow in the Spirit. So the Apostle Paul inserted 1 Corinthians 13 right between chapters 12 and 14 to show the people at Corinth that in order to operate in chapters 12, which deals with the spiritual gifts and the unity in their diversity, and chapter 14, which dealt with prophecy and tongues, they should do it out of a motive of love. Amen. Now, let me share a principle with you. Love is the greatest motivator, but faith is the greatest activator. Amen. Let me repeat that. Love is the greatest motivator, but faith is the greatest activator. The primary motive by which you should do anything is love. There is no greater motivator than love. In other words, you should serve God because you love Him. You are to pay your tithes because you love Him. You ought to live right because you love God. Amen. You ought to live right because you love Him. You should read the Word, study the Word, and pray because of motive of love. You should give to your families because of love. Lay hands on the sick because of love. Amen. Not to impress someone. Now, please turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 8. And it says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So to know love is to know God. To know love is to know God." Love is our motivator. Now turn with me to the book of Galatians chapter 5. The book of Galatians chapter 5. Now I'm going to read this particular verse from a new translation, and it's called the New Translation, an American Translation by Edgar Goodspeed. So Galatians chapter 5, we're going to read verse number 6. And it says, "For in union with Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the want of it counts for anything, but only faith acting through love." But only faith acting through love. Now, what does faith acting through love mean? It simply means the motive by which your faith operates should be love. However, we are not talking about the activator, which is faith. That is why faith is more important than love. You must relate to others by faith, and you are going to have to learn to relate to them by faith. I hope you notice that I did not say that you should not have love. But if you do not know how to operate by faith, then you're going to have a challenge relating to others, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Let me give you something here, a little hint. Everything in the kingdom of God is going to be activated and accessed by your faith. Let me repeat that, because it's so important. Everything in the kingdom of God is going to be activated and accessed by your faith. That is why It is so important. Now, our last time together, we had begun looking at definitions to bring us understanding on the subject how faith works. The definitions I will be giving are the ones I will be using for this teaching, so we all can be on one accord when I use these words. And there will be no confusion when I use these words. Amen? The first word is faith. The first word is faith. And the Greek translation is pitas. That's P-I-S-T-I-S. Pitas. And it translates to faith, belief, trust, and confidence. It also carries a deep rational meaning, which emphasizes fidelity, loyalty, and trustworthy in both the secular life and scripture. So that's the meaning of faith. The second word is belief. The second word is belief. And the Greek word for that is pistilo. Pistilo. And it's spelled P-I-S-T-E-U-O. Pistilo. And it translates to faith in, upon, or with respect to a person or thing. Credit by implication, to entrust especially one's spiritual well-being to Christ. Believe, commit to trust, put trust in. Those are the two meanings of the two words that we're going to be discussing, faith and belief. Now, I have a question for you. Can you tell me what's in common with those two words? Exactly. The definitions of faith and belief are similar. Basically the same. But in reality, they are as different as black and white. Amen. Faith and belief are different. In his book, How Faith Works, Apostle Frederick K.C. Price tells us there is a tremendous difference between faith and belief, and we need to understand their differences. We will show you by illustration between faith and belief, and then give you Apostle Price's definition of faith and belief. We will give you scripture to support his definition and let you be the judge as to whether or not his definition of faith is a valid one that you can agree or not agree with. Now let's look at the difference between the two words. The first you have word we hear is faith. Have you ever heard of the word belief? And anything in this family such as believe, believer, and believing. Have you ever taken for granted that faith and belief is the same thing? Just two different ways of saying the same thing? For example, I could use, or I could say, puppy, pup, or pooch. Now, those are different, affectionate, informal terms to use to describe canines. But in saying those words, puppy, pup, or pooch, you would not think of a horse, would you? You would think of it of a kind of canine God gave for mankind to enjoy, a dog, wouldn't you? Yet you could use those words interchangeable, puppy, pup, or pooch. So have you perhaps, just perhaps, thought that faith and belief were just another way of saying pup or puppy? In other words, you might have thought that they were basically the same thing. If you were talking about faith, you're talking about belief. And conversely, if you're talking about belief, you're talking about faith. See, that thinking process can be a roadblock in you operating in the fullness of God. Now, let's look at this from an object lesson. Let's look at it from an object lesson. Now, I agree there is a difference between faith and belief in our everyday living, and that difference is tremendous. However, if you do not know and understand the differences, you can think you are operating in faith, but in reality, what you are doing is only believing. You will see the difference by this graphic illustration. Now, we have in our monetary system in the United States, dollar bills and coins distributed by the United States Treasury. It is considered legal tender, meaning these bills and coins can be traded or spent on the open economic market for goods and services. Now, if we take the quarter or the 25 cents piece, for example, which was first produced in 1796 by the U.S. Mint, has two sides to the coin. On one side, we have the profile of George Washington, our first president of the United States, usually referred to as heads. On the other side, we started out with our nation's national bird, the bald eagle, but it has multiple changes since 1998. And this side is commonly known as tails. So we have one side is tails, the other side is heads. Now this coin is considered as legal tender and can be used to buy goods and services. However, both sides of this coin must be intact in order to be spendable. Now, what I mean by that is, if one side of the coin is defaced and not recognizable, then any merchant can refuse to accept that coin because it is defaced. Both sides of that coin have to be intact in order for that coin to be spent on the open economic market. If you examine the quarter, dollar bill, or coin, there is a vast difference between the eagle and George Washington. Same way that there is a difference between faith and belief. Just as the world has an economic market system, well, God has his spiritual economic plan also. And it is more reliable and inflation-free. God has an economic market plan. It is called his open spiritual market, and it also contains spiritual legal tender. His coin can be utilized on the open spiritual market. You can also trade it for goods and services. This coin also has two sides, but both sides do have to be intact in order for the coin to spin. The one side of the coin is faith, and the other side of the coin is belief. The difference between faith and belief is just as different as the president's head and the eagle on a 25 cent piece. There's difference. A great difference. Amen. Now, understanding faith and belief must work together. They must work together. They cannot work separately. You cannot have faith without having belief. Amen. And you cannot have belief without having faith. And so let's look at this scenario. I'm going to give you a scenario And I'm going to show you the difference between faith and belief. This person was reading the financial section of their local newspaper and discovered they had won the local raffle sponsored by the newspaper for the Underprivileged Children's Society, a check for the amount of $1,000. The only thing that person had to do was to go down to the office of the newspaper, show their ID, and receive their money. This person was so excited that they called their friend and told them of their good fortune. But there was a caveat. They had to claim their prize within a week. Otherwise, they would lose their money. So she called her friend excited and told her about the money. And told her, she said, you know what? I believe if I go down, I'll receive my money that she had won in this raffle. But you know what? I'm just about out of time. We have to find out what happens next week. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.